Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Yesterday, I left this here radio station and went out to Lowry, and had an MRI. I've never had an MRI before, but I've got this finger thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I got a fat finger, and it's been like this for, what, 3-4 months
at
now?
At least, yeah.
I can't make a fist. It's fat. It's juicy. Finger got back.
It does.
And it hurts. And just, I've done an x-ray on it. I've done an ultrasound. And now they're like, we got to do an MRI and see what the heck's going on in there. So I went. I had to get naked.
I know
you're turned on right now. No, but I had to put scrubs on. He's like, you can keep your underpants on. I was like, oh man.
Nice.
But I took them off anyway.
Of course he did.
And I put scrubs on.
I want the full
experience. And you know, you go into the tube, and generally you see it where people lay on their back and they go in and they're scanning their brain or heart or, you know, whatever. This is my finger on my left hand. So he's like, lay on your stomach, he's like, and put your arms straight out in front of you like you're Superman flying up into the sky.
Awkward
it's
position.
Still, I'm still sore right now when
I
do that.
Because how long did you have to do that?
Well, it was 13 minutes, but we had to go a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because I kept moving my hand.
Well, it's hard.
That's
a long time
to stay. I'm like this, put your head on your shoulder, put your arm out in front of you and lay on your stomach. While you have earplugs in, because the thing is so incredibly loud, and so you're feeling it, and you can feel it go like across. You can feel the waves go across your hand, back and forth, and back and forth. And they wrap you like in this, like a mat. Okay, they wrap my hand in a mat, and then they put this sandbag on top of it, so there's weight on it, so I can't move it a lot. But as I'm laying there, I can just feel twitches in my shoulder. And twitches going down my arm. And then I can feel twitches in my hand. I'm like, I can't control this. It's like my muscles are spasming out because I'm laying like this. So they did the scans. And he gets on and goes, Jeremy, can you hear me? Yeah, barely. He goes, we got to do it again. You keep moving. He's like, stop moving. Stop twitching. I was like, I can't.
Right?
It's the way you have me laying.
Oh, my God. So did they lay you differently then?
Nope. He's like, just hold still. And like at that point, that's all you can think about now is how much you want to move, how much you want to move your fingers, and how much you want to get out of this, too.
That's it.
So I started wiggling my toes.
Yeah, I know.
The little pre-meeting beforehand, he's like, if you have to wiggle anything, just start wiggling your toes. So I'm imagining this guy in the next room in the window looking at me on my stomach, looking like Superman, and he's looking at the bottom of my feet, basically, and there I am going,
this little piggy.
So I'm wiggling my toes, like, please make this hurry up, please. So I don't know if they got a good reading or not, because I for sure was feeling my hand twitching that second round, too, but I don't know. They got me out of there and said, hey, we'll let you know in a day or so.
Way longer than 13 minutes.
It felt like I was in there for a day.
Oh.
It was like forever.
That's
and then
awful.
You just all of a sudden start like, oh my God, this is so uncomfortable, and your hands squished.
And you realize, you don't realize how much you actually move until you have to stay still.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you're like, oh my God, this is terrible.
Yeah, you can't help but move.
So anyway, that's about it. And then they got me out of there. I got dressed and went on my way. She's like, well, we'll let you know in a day or so. My thing is like with this kind of stuff, you generally never get to see it.
Yeah.
Like you don't get to see your x-rays
or
your MRIs
stuff,
or your this. I want to see it. Like,
especially
I want to see my insides.
You paid for it. I bet you could demand it. I bet you could say, doctor?
I bet you could.
Yeah,
I would
your
like
records.
To see my MRI, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I want to see the inside of my body.
Yeah, like I bet you could do that.
Yeah, so anyway, we'll find out what it is. I don't know. I get a weird feeling that they're going to have to lop off my finger.
You're fine. No.
What? No.
I honestly feel like it is that.
Off. High nine.
I think you made a good point when you said that you just like strained it about 3 months ago, and it just takes a long time for those things to heal.
I mean, it's not getting any better.
Yeah,
if anything, it's getting worse.
I know, but again, the re-aggravating it, you got to put it in a splint. I mean,
I've done the splint though.
I'm no doctor.
I've done the splint for like a few days, and it makes it so incredibly worse.
I know, but like you need to get used to it.
I can't even tell
you
the pain.
Just hold your finger in the position, or you wait till the doctor tells you what to do. Don't listen to me.
I think part of the problem is that I'm like a hardcore nose picker. Like I really go after it, and I think that's probably I probably threw my finger out picking my nose.
Well, they should chop your finger off then. So
he's like, "Do you know how you injured it?" And I didn't want to say. I was like, "I don't know. It's probably lifting, bro."
Right?
I didn't want to. say, I was picking my nose. I was like, I really pick a lot. Like, I have so many boogs.
Ew.
So anyway.
I'll keep you guys updated. If we have to lop my finger off, I'm hoping I can keep that. It is my finger.
Yeah. In a little jar?
Yeah, we'll put it in a, like, it'll be a little mascot here in the studio.
We should.
I don't know about that.
Oh, gosh, we could name it.
We'll name my finger.
And we would.
Yeah, we can make a Christmas ornament out of it. We'll do all sorts of fun things with my finger.
A little jar of formaldehyde hanging from the tree.
We'll see how it goes.
Finger in it.
Kid you not, though. I've been doing things with my left hand, not involving my pointer. Like, to see if I could open my toothpaste. Yeah. Like I'm trying to work out my muscles in case this thing needs to come off.
Oh, you're going to be fine.
Like, I'm working the other four.
Okay.
Positive thoughts. Well,
I'm like pumping gas with four fingers. I'm driving with four fingers. Flipping things on the grill with four fingers.
That's going to be your new name. What up, four fingers?
Four fingies.
Are you pointing with the middle? Four fingies.
No, I'm going to be ready to rock. When this thing comes off, I'll be like, no big deal. No big deal.
Been practicing my whole life.
It's time for PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting to send you on your way this morning. Katie, you had the pee, didn't you?
I got the pee.
Well, pee everywhere. Let's go.
Turn this around. Okay, so it starts a little somber just because Rob Kenny is a gentleman who lost his father when he was 14. But because of that, he really wanted to help other people who are in the same boat, who are dealing with that same thing. So he actually created a YouTube channel. It started back in 2020 with the simple video, How to Tie Your Tie. And what he does is he takes things that a dad would teach you, that a dad would pass on their knowledge to their child, and he's created this YouTube series about it, and people just love him. They're like, you know, it's such a sad thing to do, to deal with the death of a parent, and I can attest to that at any age. I mean, when you lose, you know, someone who created you, it's just like, it's really sad, and you kind of are a little lost. So
yeah,
I think that
all that knowledge
videos,
is gone too.
Well,
you know?
and so these videos help people feel like they're not missing out on that part of life, especially younger people who lose their parents. Again, I was in my late 30s when I lost my dad, and it was just such a shocking feeling. So I can't imagine a teenager or anybody younger dealing with that. So Rob Kenny's helped a lot of people, and again, that YouTube channel is called Dad, How Do I?
What other things are on there?
He does all kinds of, again, like, the tie.
Yeah, you fix your faucet, changing your oil, how to change a tire. And it's
all basic stuff that we all need to know.
And it's the comment section furnace that filter. Is the sweetest. There is one about that, how to change your air filters and your furnace filters. And there's the comment section under all these videos are the things that are like the cutest things ever. People are like, I wish, you know, I had a dad like you. You are my, you know, quote unquote dad now.
Yeah.
Like a lot of young people being like, I literally would have never known how to do this if it wasn't for your YouTube channel.
Oh,
because
that's awesome.
Stuff, you're right, Jared. It's stuff that every kid needs to learn. But a father is such an important part of a child's life that if they unfortunately lose their father at a young age, a lot of that stuff doesn't get taught.
It doesn't. Hmm. And again, Rob Kenny, a big shout out to him. And I just want to give a shout out because I just... it is my dad's birthday today.
Oh, it is. Yes. Oh,
shout out to my dad. And I miss you and I love you and I think about you every
Call
day.
Call your mom today, too.
I will. I'm going to shout out to my mom. But and shout out to Rob Kenny.
Hi, Martha.
For doing good
What's
things.
Her name?
Elisa. Way Elisa. Off. But, you know.
Close, Jared.
Hi, Martha.
Way off.
All right. Okay. Well, hugs and kisses to you, Katie.
Thank you.
Well, what's the minus?
This is actually kind of a hilarious minus. But in honor of everybody getting out there and voting yesterday, doing their civic duty, this is a story that is coming to light again about a Thurston County man who was running for a mayoral office.
Where's that at?
Thurston County. It's Rainier. So Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
okay.
He
the Rainier Cherries.
He He wanted to. This is so funny. He wanted to be a man who didn't want to vote for himself. For some reason, he was like, I just don't feel right voting for myself. His wife was even like, you vote for yourself.
You vote
this
for
is
you.
And he's like, no. He goes, it's just one vote. It's not going to be that big of a deal. Well, it was a big deal because he actually lost his mayoral candidacy by losing to Ryan Roth, his opponent, 247 votes to 246 votes.
It was
Whoopsies.
One vote.
He
should
have voted for himself. So Damian Green, he's like, I just didn't feel, I felt narcissistic voting for myself. I couldn't come to terms with doing that. So I did not cast a vote for myself. And they did the recount because it was the electronic counts. And then they did the manual count where people went through and did 1, 2, 3. And it confirmed
still won.
247 to 246. He
what a
lost.
Jack wagon.
But he says he's actually okay with it. He goes, you know what? I can sleep at night knowing that I didn't need to vote for myself. And I'm kind of like, dude.
Well, he got out of that job, didn't he?
He's like, thank God.
He actually
said, I hate politics.
He actually said, I'm buying myself a steak dinner tonight. That's what he said.
That's fantastic.
That's Can you imagine if he got talked into
his
that?
His wife is like, all this work for that? Yeah.
He got talked into it, and he's like, I didn't really want to do this anyway.
She's right. Like, so we're not living in a mansion, whatever.
That's good.
So funny.
That's so good. All right, let's wrap things up with the interesting full moon tonight. Ooh,
yes.
Did you see it coming in this morning?
Oh, it was big.
Big.
Today.
I thought it was full now.
This
I
is
know.
The official Beaver Moon tonight?
This is
yes.
it, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the Beaver Moon.
So, if you want to celebrate, here's what everybody is doing online. They are searching something called moon water.
Oh, yeah.
How to make moon water was the top trending how to make search on Google. Oh yeah,
water?
You just
Look,
like oh yeah,
thing.
Like I'm reading this, I'm like, what the
what
hell
is
moon
it?
Water?
It's created by the light and the what the moon emits. It's the same as just like when you charge your crystals, you put them out into the
it's
sun.
It's exactly
so they can,
the same as duh, how you charge your crystals.
Duh.
Yeah, you
but
put
yeah.
A, you put a jar of water out so it absorbs the,
moon.
The moon's energy.
Yes,
and then you give it to your family. I've got 42 seconds of a TikToker going on about this. You want to listen to it? She
yeah.
sounds like somebody who drinks moon water
okay.
and recharges her crystals.
Before bed, my kids requested a glass
yep.
of water,
okay.
so I started by collecting water from this natural stream I stumbled upon. Uh-huh. I used this thrifted cheesecloth to filter out any debris before placing my water in a separate bowl. The bowl was left beneath the light of a full moon to absorb the moon's energy. Once I was left with pure moon water, I added it to a pan and brought it to a simmer over low heat. For flavor, I added some small batch artisanal frozen water and melted that down before
water.
Filtering it into a
nice.
Separate glass. The children like their water shaken, so I gave it a good shake before adding it to a drinking glass. For peak wetness, I rubbed the rim of the glass with more frozen
okay,
water.
For peak
no.
what?
Enough. And that's the thing. Okay,
this
moon
is
water,
the cheesiest.
For centuries, they've been doing that. It's her voice that gets me, and that's your generation
no,
singing.
She called
that's
frozen. A zero. Water that's ice
anyway you're supposed to feel closer to Mother Nature
and you do all of
it's
that
supposed
is
to
accurate.
Get you in touch with the seasonal flow of nature Jeez. And you're supposed to be able to see noticeable changes in your life that are just unexplained
yes
when you drink the magic moon water so There's everybody get your water out tonight and put it out in front of the moon
maybe it'll
so
help her
thoughts.
With her choppy audio like that's what she needs to focus on like that whole generation and then the words go oh I can't That's not how you do it. I'm sorry.
That is what is trending this morning. That's the
no,
interesting
and you should
for
do
PMI.
It. Get your moon water on.
I think she was
well,
on moon alcohol.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's
Moonshine
6
is what that is.
37 in the morning, and I've honestly already reached my peak wetness.
Oh.
So I don't think I can achieve any more wetness. So I got to go dry off. We'll be back
Yo,
in about three
Jerry.
Minutes and 30 seconds.